The Affordable Medicine Act was passed by the General Assembly earlier this year with sweeping bipartisan approval in both the House of Delegates and the State Senate. As originally written, the bill mandates that as a maximum fair price for a drug is adopted for Medicare recipients, that same price would also be adopted for Virginians on any state-regulated healthcare plan. Rena Hicks, co-executive director of Freedom Virginia, says the bill would allow hundreds of thousands of more Virginians to benefit from the federal Medicare drug price negotiation program.
That means that lower drug costs for roughly 350,000 Virginians on the state marketplace, 160,000 state employees, and others in the state regulated health plans. So Virginia would just leverage the work that the federal government has already done.
The bill was sent back to the General Assembly earlier this week with amendments from Governor Spanberger. Among those amendments is a reenactment clause that Hicks calls a soft veto.
What it does is it sends the legislation back to the General Assembly the following session. So this would push it to the 2027 session. It would have to be reapproved by the General Assembly and could still lead to kind of the same outcome we have here.
But Hicks says there's still hope for this bill yet. Since it was passed nearly unanimously, the General Assembly theoretically has the numbers it needs to reject the governor's amendments. Emma Thomas, WFIR News.